We invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Spiritual Growth, Part 5. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 to 11, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if, by any means, I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. I have just read from the King James Version. By the time Apostle Paul wrote these words, he had already spent many years in ministry. He had preached to countless people, received deep revelations of the Lord Jesus, and established many churches. Yet, he still declared that his goal was to know the Lord. What did he mean? Paul understood that the more a person truly knows Christ, the more they become like him. His ultimate pursuit was not just knowledge but transformation, attaining to the resurrection from the dead. This was not merely referring to the future resurrection of all believers. Paul spoke of experiencing this resurrection life while still in his earthly body. He longed to be so saturated with the presence of God that he would be transfigured before the rapture, just as Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration. The first thing a believer experiences in truly knowing Christ is the power of his resurrection. This is the greatest power ever known, the very power that raised Jesus from the dead. No force of darkness could stop it. This power enables believers to live supernaturally, walk in holiness, heal the sick, cast out demons, work miracles, and even raise the dead. Reflection. As you grow spiritually, remember that your destiny is to become like Christ, both in character and in stature. If your life is not yet fully like his, then there is still room to grow. Lord, help me to know you more. Let the power of your resurrection be evident in my life, transforming me into your image day by day. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 149 to 150. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms 149, 150.
Psalm 149.
Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 150.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.